From Texas Public Radio, this is Texas Matters, a weekly radio news magazine that looks at the issues, events, and people in the Lone Star State. Today on Texas Matters, the state of Texas labels CARE, the Council on American Islamic Relations, a terrorist organization. CARE calls it a smear campaign without facts, built on debunked conspiracy theories.
Greg Abbott can put as many conspiracy theories that he got from the internet in a proclamation that doesn't make it true.
This is Texas Matters from Texas Public Radio. I'm David Martin Davies. Governor Greg Abbott has taken the extraordinary step, signing a proclamation that labels CARE, the Council on American Islamic Relations, a terrorist organization. Other Republicans in state leadership are pushing to strip away tax-exempt status and block Islamic schools from participating in the state's new voucher program. CARE says what is happening here is bigger than what happens to this one civil rights organization. They say this is an attack on free speech, religious liberty, and due process against everyone. I spoke with Edward Ahmed Mitchell, a civil rights attorney and national leader with CARE.
So first and foremost, it's important to understand what CARE actually is. CARE is our nation's largest Muslim civil rights organization. Just like the ACLU, the NAACP, and other civil rights groups, we focus on defending Americans and their right to free speech, religious freedom, and other civil rights guaranteed by our laws and the Constitution. We've been doing this for four decades. We've won a Supreme Court case, 9-0. We've established legal precedents across the country, again, that protect freedom of speech, religion for all Americans. Now, CARE also has been very, very critical of American foreign policy, especially our support for the Israeli government's human rights abuses. And it is our criticism of Israel that has attracted such hostility from people like Greg Abbott and Ken Paxton, who are very supportive of the Israeli government. So what we've seen in recent years is not just attacks on CARE. We've seen Governor Abbott try repeatedly to silence Texans who are critical of the Israeli government. We've had to sue Greg Abbott three different times because of laws or policies he enacted that would have silenced Texans because they criticized Israel. And we won all three times. We won a lawsuit that protected a teacher who'd been fired because she wouldn't sign a boycott pledge established by Governor Abbott saying she would not boycott the Israeli government. We won a case for a civil engineer who was denied a city contract with Houston because he wouldn't sign that same pledge not to boycott Israel that Governor Abbott mandated. And most recently, we won a lawsuit that blocked Governor Abbott's attempt to expel students if they protested peacefully or expressed support for Palestinian human rights in ways that he dislikes. So this has been a running pattern for Governor Abbott. It's nothing new. And I think Governor Abbott has become so frustrated at losing to CARE in court that he finally decided to turn his firepower on CARE directly. The problem he faces is that he does not have the authority as governor to declare Americans or American organizations terrorist groups. That's not the way the law works. I'm a former prosecutor. In America, you find evidence of a crime, you get a warrant to search a person accused of committing a crime. If you find evidence, you file charges, you go to a judge or a jury, you get a conviction, and then a judge decides what the punishment will be. Governor Abbott wants to invert that process. He wants to say, I'm declaring an American organization guilty of being a wrongdoer, and I want to punish them without going through due process. So whether it's CARE or the Epic Center in Dallas or private Islamic schools, it's the same pattern, simply trying to declare that Muslim organizations or institutions are evil and they must be punished without following the law. So we're fighting him on this right now. Ken Paxton, John Cornyn, and others, because it's an election year, are tripping over each other to try to get in this fight as well, to fan the flames of anti-Muslim hysteria, partly for political gain, partly to win an election, but also because they want to target and silence Muslims critical of Israel.
In Greg Abbott's proclamation that he signed in November declaring CARE a terrorist organization, he says, whereas CARE was named as an unindicted co-conspirator in one of the largest successful prosecutions of a terrorism financing in the United States, he says that CARE is a subsidiary of the Muslim Brotherhood. He tries to link you with Hamas. What's all that about?
Among other things. So these are all debunked conspiracy theories that have been spread online for years. I never thought I would see the governor of a state putting them in writing in an official proclamation. This is all nonsense that can be easily rebutted with a simple Google search. So, for example, CARE has spent 30 years condemning terrorism. Very vocally, we condemned ISIS for the rampages it committed. We obviously condemned Al-Qaeda for the 9/11 attacks and its other crimes. We have even condemned Hamas repeatedly, dating all the way back to the 1990s when they were engaging in suicide bombings. And we also condemned the violence against civilians on October 7th. So CARE has a long history of condemning terrorism. And the proof of that is that not only the statements we put out, but the fact that ISIS quite literally called for the assassination of our national leadership because we condemned terrorism so often. You can still go see the bullseye they put on our director because they were angry about CARE's opposition to terrorism. Now, as for the other nonsense that CARE is a subsidiary of the Muslim Brotherhood or what have you, that's also not true. CARE is a fully American organization, always has been. We are funded by the American people. We answer the American people. We have no connections, communications with foreign organizations, especially foreign terrorist organizations. And the federal government knows this. In fact, the federal government also knows that it was CARE that first alerted the FBI to a potential threat to President Trump during his first term. The FBI eventually arrested the person that CARE warned them about and came to our Atlanta office and thanked us for saving lives. And we've repeatedly worked with law enforcement to either thwart hate crimes or thwart terrorist attacks. We even assisted the FBI in their January 6th pipe bomb investigation. So those are the facts about CARE. Greg Abbott can put as many conspiracy theories that he got from the internet in a proclamation. That doesn't make it true.
We can look at what's happening now in the United States, and we seem to be being ruled by vibes. They just want to put out vibes and not so much facts. And we're seeing ads from Texas Senator John Cornyn in his reelection campaign talking about we won't have Sharia law. It does seem like they are going to be coming right at you in this upcoming election.
Well, we're seeing elected officials in Texas competing with each other to see who can be more anti-Muslim. It is incredibly extreme this year. And the funny thing about it is the Sharia law thing, for example, it's so nonsensical. It's so crazy. So you'll hear people claim that Texas Muslims are somehow imposing Sharia law on the state of Texas. This is nonsense. Number one, Texas Muslims are a small percentage of the population. So the idea they're going to somehow impose their religion on everyone else, it defies logic. And number two, they're obviously not trying to do that. This is America. The Jewish community, the Christian community, the Muslim community, we cannot force our religion on other people, nor do we want to do that. Sharia in Arabic is a word that means in English, the way. It refers to the rules that Muslims follow. So when a Muslim prays five times a day, tithes annually, fasts in Ramadan, avoids drinking alcohol or eating pork or charging interest on debt, that Muslim is following the rules of Sharia, the way, Islamic law. So just like a Jew is following halakha when they observe the Sabbath, or a Catholic is following canon law when they attend mass or observe a holiday, same thing for Muslims. And there are, of course, there are aspects of Islamic law, Sharia, that relate to things that only a government could do. And those aspects of Sharia have no application whatsoever in America, and no one's trying to enforce them in America. Obviously, that would be illegal. So this is all made up. It's nonsense. But again, many Americans are not familiar with Islam. They're not familiar with their Muslim neighbors. All they hear about Muslims is what they see on Fox News at night. And, you know, I often joke, if I was not a Muslim and I didn't have any Muslim friends and all I knew about Islam was what I saw coming from Greg Abbott or Ken Paxton or on Fox News, I might be afraid of Muslims, too. So I don't blame the average Texan who might be falling for this nonsense.
Here's a statement from Agriculture Commissioner of Texas, Sid Miller. He released it this week, condemning CARE and calling for President Trump to declare it a terrorist organization. He says, these are his words, CARE is a wolf in sheep's clothing that poses a threat to America and American ideals. We must not allow this present and blatant national risk to continue to thrive and be shielded by leftist city and state governments that are openly working towards the destruction of American ideals. I mean, this is hyperbolic language, but how do you respond to all that?
Well, First of all, I'm pretty sure the people of Texas elected Sid Miller to worry about agriculture in Texas, not a Muslim civil rights organization protecting religious freedom for the people of Texas. So I think Mr. Miller needs to focus on using his resources that the taxpayers give him to do his job, because firing off silly press releases attacking Texas Muslims is not part of his job. Having said that, I will note that Mr. Miller's living in a bizarre world. I mean, it's you know, down is up, right is left. The American ideals that I learned about as a child is religious freedom. It's free speech. It's equality under the law. It's peace. It's justice. So CARE, when we go to court to advocate for religious freedom or free speech or racial equality, we're the ones upholding religious. We're upholding the Constitution. It's Sid Miller and Greg Abbott and Ken Paxton and others who want to shred the Constitution either because they want to hate on people who are of a different religion than them or because they want to silence critics of a foreign government, in this case, the Israeli government. In either case, you know, I would say that CARE, like the ACLU, the NAACP and others, we're the ones standing up for American values against attacks on it by the likes of Greg Abbott. You know, American values means you respect the Constitution, you respect the rule of law, you don't try to weaponize the state government to silence people you dislike or disagree with. That's not the America that I learned about growing up as a child here in the South.
In November of last year, Governor Abbott directed the Texas DPS to launch criminal investigations into CARE and the Muslim Brotherhood. Have you been investigated? I mean, what's going on there?
No, nothing at all. And again, this is what's so humorous about Governor Abbott is that he fires off press releases all the time. He says crazy things all the time. But when it comes to action, nothing happens because there's no there. It has been months since he just declared CARE a terrorist group. CARE is still open for business in Texas. We're still doing our work. Obviously, we're facing challenges and dangers, but the work still continues. The police have not come after us. No one's knocked on our door. Even Ken Paxton has not used his authority to try to open some witch hunt into us. And that's because even they know there's no there. And the biggest proof of this is that we are the ones who sued Greg Abbott. He didn't sue us. He didn't try to dissolve us. We sued him. And when we got into court, Attorney General Paxton went before a judge and he said, well, hold on a second. The proclamation the governor signed doesn't actually apply to CARE Texas. It doesn't apply to CARE Texas. It only applies to CARE's national office in D.C. Therefore, this lawsuit can't proceed because it's filed by CARE Texas. So, you know, Ken Paxton and Greg Abbott have their chance to go after CARE in court to fight us, and they're running away. They're saying, well, no, never mind. CARE Texas is fine. Doesn't apply to them. And again, this is a sign of the weakness of their position. They want to engage in publicity stunts, but when it comes to a court of law where the facts matter and the law matters, it's a different story. They talk big outside of court, and then they're like little mice in court.
Well, I want to ask you about that. So it seems peculiar that they would make this proclamation, and then they would go in court and say, well, we were talking about national CARE, but then they're now calling for the removal of the nonprofit status for CARE in Texas. So is that contradictory?
Absolutely. And that's what's so perplexing. And I look forward to a court resolving this, because when you go to court and say one thing to the federal court, and then you're doing something different in public, as a lawyer, I'll say that's very unusual. And so the state of Texas under Mr. Abbott, Mr. Paxton will have to get their story straight. You know, are they trying to smear and shut down CARE Texas, or are they trying to go after our national office based in Washington, D.C.? Because in court, they're saying no issue with CARE Texas. The proclamation doesn't apply to them. But in public, they're saying CARE will have no place in our state. We're going to purge them from our state. You know, if a school has ever hosted a lecture from an attorney at CARE Texas, that school is not going to get any funds in our school voucher program. So you're hearing two different things in court versus in the court of public opinion. And again, partly that's because this is all a game for them. It's not about the facts. It's not about the law. It's all about publicity stunts. But that's why we went to court, because facts matter in court. The law matters in court. And we'll settle this in court, God willing.
Well, have there been criminal charges brought against CARE in Texas?
There have never ever been criminal charges brought against CARE anywhere in our country. We've been around for four decades since 1994. We have never been charged with any crimes whatsoever, period. even the case that Governor Abbott mentions in his proclamation about the Holy Land Foundation, you know, that was a trial against a separate nonprofit organization. That trial has been widely criticized by the ACLU and other civil rights groups as being deeply flawed. It used secret evidence. It brought in literally an anonymous witness from Israeli intelligence to try to get a conviction after the first trial ended in mistrial. So it was a flawed trial. But in that trial, during that trial, at one point, the government smeared literally almost every Muslim organization in the country, saying, well, they're unindicted co-conspirators because they have some connection to this organization we're targeting. Either they had been in meetings with them or they'd donated to them at some time in the past before they were charged with anything. So again, even that one example that Governor Abbott cites is meaningless. It's nothing. There were no criminal charges filed against anyone except that one organization. And even those charges were widely criticized at the time. So that's the irony here, is that, you know, Greg Abbott talks a big game, but in reality, there's no action taken. We're the ones taking action against him, not the other way around.
We see in Abbott's proclamation that he tries to conflate CARE and the Muslim Brotherhood. Abbott says CARE is a successor to the Muslim Brotherhood. What is CARE's relationship, past or present, to the Muslim Brotherhood?
No relationship whatsoever. So I'm no expert on this. I'm a Black American civil rights attorney. I'm the deputy director of CARE. But I do know, as someone who follows the news, that the Muslim Brotherhood is an Egyptian organization founded, you know, 100 years ago in Egypt. There have always been claims that every American Muslim organization is somehow being secretly puppeteered by this Egyptian organization. But that's nonsense. CARE has zero communication with, connection to any foreign entity, especially any foreign terrorist group. We're a completely independent organization, and we always have been. Quite literally, no communication with this foreign entity. We're funded by the American people. Those are the facts. Greg Abbott knows that. But again, it's very easy just to say what you want in a proclamation. But in a court of law, the facts matter, right? It's not a press release. It's the court of law. And so that's where we're in the court of law, where the facts will speak for themselves.
This is Texas Matters. I'm David Martin Davies, speaking with Edward Ahmed Mitchell, a civil rights attorney and national deputy director of CARE, Council on American Islamic Relations. Are there any controls in place and CARE to ensure that it hasn't become knowingly or unknowingly working with organizations providing some sort of material support for these banned groups?
Well, American Muslims don't get any breaks from the government. American Muslims have been under a microscope for years, obviously, especially after 9/11. So, you know, CARE is incredibly careful to make sure we're following all rules and regulations, the big ones, the small ones, and any nonprofit should be doing that. But when you're an American Muslim organization, you have to be especially careful because you know there's a microscope on you. So, yeah, all of the best practices that all nonprofits follow, we follow those. We're very, very careful. And again, that's why we have never been, in four decades of work, charged with wrongdoing. All you'll see is these press releases, these attacks online by these bigoted governors, but nothing concrete comes out of it because there's no there. We are very careful to make sure we're following the rules, following the law, as all nonprofits are obligated to do.
I was really struck by the events at Bondi Beach in Australia when we had those gunmen just killing people. And then the man who stepped up and fought hand-to-hand with those gunmen, he was unarmed and he was severely wounded. He was Muslim.
He was. And I think that, you know, it's important to note that whether in Australia or America, you've had so much rhetoric claiming Muslims are the other. Muslims are dangerous. Muslims can't be trusted. And in the Bondi Beach attack, you had two extremist individuals who had embraced ISIS ideology, and they committed this horrible crime against Jewish worshipers on that beach. But then you had a Muslim, no gun, no weapon, who went up against a man with a machine gun and overpowered him and was shot in the process. And that's not the first time that Muslims have put themselves on the line to protect their neighbors. The Times Square attempted bombing years ago. That was foiled by a Muslim who noticed the bomb in the car and immediately alerted law enforcement. As I mentioned earlier, it was CARE that learned about a threat to President Trump during his first term and repeatedly warned the FBI about it. And eventually the FBI did arrest the suspect in that case. And they literally thanked us for saving lives. That was their words. And so the American Muslim community has a belief that we have to stand up for what's right, no matter who we're standing up against. If a Muslim does something wrong, we're going to stand up against them. That's why CARE has been critical of various Muslim countries for human rights abuses they've committed, not just Israel, because that's being morally consistent, right? You stand up for what's right, no matter who you're standing up against. So that's what that man, Ahmed al-Ahmed, did in Australia, and that's what most Muslims around the world do all the time.
Do you see what's happening to you being targeted with these proclamations and claims unfounded with evidence by Abbott and others in Texas? Is this related to everything else that's going on in the country? I mean, we saw this week a very bizarre attack on Representative Omar. Is this all connected, you think?
The rule of law is in deep danger in our country right now. When you have a federal agency that's able to shoot two American citizens, the shootings are caught on camera. One of them unquestionably, indisputably was a murder. And I believe the first one, the shooting of Rene Good, was as well, even though that's more debated. And the people who committed those crimes are still walking free on the streets. When you have a congresswoman who can be harassed and threatened again and again, and then someone actually assaults her at a hearing, and after that, you have people claiming, oh, she made it up. It was staged. I mean, we are living in a bizarre world right now. It's a very dangerous time. For American Muslims, though, this is not that unique. Like, we have experienced things like this over the past 20, 30 years. And so this is probably at a greater fever pitch than we've seen before. But for us, it's not that unusual. I feel like the rest of the country is kind of seeing and experiencing what we've experienced when you have a lawless government that will smear you, that will disregard the law to hurt you. We've been experiencing this for a very long time. And I think our fellow Americans are now kind of experiencing what we and other minority groups have gone through, sadly. And it's very dangerous because if people succeed in destroying free speech, due process, the rule of law, then it's not just Muslims will be in danger. It'll be every American.
All of the news that's been happening about CARE and these proclamations and these claims by Abbott and Ken Paxton, they haven't really penetrated the mainstream news that much. It seems pretty much on the periphery of things. It's been difficult really to sort of tease out what's going on. And why do you think that is?
I suspect that mainstream media outlets know that Greg Abbott is playing politics, launching a publicity stunt, and that there's nothing significant actually happening. CARE Texas, despite the challenges they're facing, you know, is still doing its work, fighting this out in court. I suspect once we get a court resolution, God willing, you might see some broader coverage. But I think Greg Abbott and Ken Paxton, they want coverage of this. They want attention for this. The whole point of a publicity stunt is to get publicity. Here at CARE, though, we don't want to give them any publicity beyond what they've already gotten. We would just want to keep our eyes focused on our job, on doing our civil rights work. You have to remember, in the 1960s, numerous states tried to shut down the NAACP in very similar ways. They launched witch hunts into their finances. They wanted to see who their donors were. They accused them of violating, you know, nitpicky laws. Or they just outright said, we don't like you, you're un-American, you're a communist group, we're shutting you down. Alabama shut down the NAACP for 8 years in the 1960s. And so the same tactics that were used back then, they're being used today. It's very dangerous.
But we saw that in Texas.
It has not been successful.
With them targeting the Latino voting rights group, JOLT. And then there was a court ruling yesterday saying that Ken Paxton really had no basis for this. And it was a vindictive effort against JOLT because they were helping Latinos vote.
Right. And I heard about the ruling, and congratulations to JOLT for standing up for themselves and defeating this lawless attempt to shut them down. But that sort of attack on that voting rights group is exactly what Greg Abbott wants Ken Paxton to do to CARE. And if he tries, he will face the same result, God willing, because it's very, very obvious that all of this is motivated by anger at our speech, anger at our activism, anger that we stand up for civil rights in Texas. It's not because they genuinely think we're a terrorist group. I mean, we've been in Texas operating for decades. So are they saying they've been letting a terrorist group operate in their state for 30 years? I assume that's not what they're saying. So again, it's politics, it's political games. They're trying it against other individuals like the JOLT organization. But again, once you get to a court of law, you know, the stack of cards falls apart. And so that's why we want to see Ken Paxton and Greg Abbott in a court of law, not in the court of public opinion. The court of law is where the facts matter. It's where the law matters.
Do you think the these new laws in Texas requiring the posting of the Ten Commandments, and now they're working on requirements of Bible passages and in classes to be taught in schools, is that also part of this, an attack on all other religions?
Well, first we must note the irony of Ken Paxton, Greg Abbott, and others saying that Muslims are the ones trying to impose their religion on other people when you've got the government trying to force school teachers and students to read Bible passages. Now, look, as a Muslim, I have great respect for the Bible, the Torah, the gospel. Muslims, we believe that Moses was sent by God, that Jesus, peace be upon him, was sent by God. So we have great respect for these prophets and for the holy scriptures that came before us. But we also absolutely do not believe that the Constitution allows a public school to force a teacher to read Bible passages or to force students to read those passages. I mean, that would result in an obvious constitutional violation, obviously infringe on the freedom of religion of students and teachers. So I think they know this is illegal, but they're trying to push the boundaries, see how much they can get away with doing. If students want to read the Bible in school, let them. Maybe set aside a class time where people, whatever religion they are, can do their private study. They can meditate, pray, worship, read what they want. You know, that's fine. But you can't have the government coming in and forcing them to read this or that from one particular religion. So again, this is all part of a pattern of we want to elevate one religious group. We want to suppress another religious group in clear violation of the Constitution. That's what's happening.
In Texas, we have this new voucher program. It does seem like they're trying to not allow Islamic schools to qualify for vouchers, but they certainly have tailored these vouchers for Christian schools.
Yeah, so the school voucher program, you know, which benefits private schools no matter their religion. That's the way it has to work in order for it to be legal. They don't want any of those vouchers going to Islamic schools, period, at all. But they can't figure out a way to blatantly ban Muslim schools without clearly violating the law. So what they're trying to do is say, okay, well, if what we'll do is we'll declare CARE a terrorist group, and then we'll see if any school has ever hosted a lecture from a CARE attorney or ever received civil rights help from CARE. And then we'll say you can't get the funding because of that connection to CARE. So they're trying to find some way to ban Muslim schools from this program. The problem they have is that, number one, the proclamation is inherently unconstitutional, so any decisions made upon it are also void. And number two, most Islamic schools don't really have any connection to our civil rights group, and so there's not going to be a way to target them. And number three, you can't subject Muslim schools to heightened scrutiny simply because they're Muslim. That in itself is illegal. If you say, well, I'm going to assume there's something we need to look at a Muslim school, but not a Christian school, that itself is illegal. So if Greg Abbott and Ken Paxton keep playing with fire on this, they're going to be in court over this issue too, not just the CARE proclamation. So they can play games if they want, but the Texas Muslim community has shown it is willing to fight things out in court if they have to. So we have told the comptroller, Mr. Hancock, he needs to uphold the law, do his job, allow all schools to participate regardless of their religion. If he doesn't do that, we're going to see him in court too, God willing.
Edward Ahmed Mitchell is a civil rights attorney and national deputy director of CARE, the Council on American Islamic Relations. That's it for this edition of Texas Matters. Thanks for listening. I'm David Martin Davies. Email us at texasmatters@tpr.org. You can download Texas Matters wherever you find cool podcasts. And tune in again next week for another edition of Texas Matters from Texas Public Radio.